The question was asked, being that the Amnon in Tamar's story was premeditated, Amnon was ill, but he fabricated the need to have his sister present, and then he orchestrated it such that everyone leaves the room. So why would that be the precursor for instituting the prohibition of rabbinic yichud? So the Gemara explains the logic as follows. The Gemara says, he was a prince, so he could have had plenty of other girls. She was a princess, so he knew he was risking his future by touching her. So the rabbi said, if a prince who had ample access to other young ladies violated a princess who had the protection, and ultimately her brother kills Amnon for what he did, and this is what happened between them, so what could happen with a regular girl and a regular guy? That was the logic that the rabbi said. We have to make sure people are more careful. If this is what happened between a prince and a princess, and she was his sister, to make it worse, meaning halachically it was his sister. So the rabbi said, okay, this should be a wake-up call to us. We have to ensure that this shouldn't happen again. That was...